In the Sunday Trib, there was a story about the study in the Annals of Internal Medicine that came out last week. We were talking about with Lyle Dean. Researchers found there was insufficient evidence to support long-held nutritional guidelines that people who consume food rich in saturated fats have more cardiac disease than those who stick to a more prudent diet of unsaturated fats. And that apparently was the cue for many people to start binging. They mentioned one person in this article, a woman who heard about the study on a morning news show, and she said, "I'm celebrating now. I'm looking for a Cinnabon at the mall."
Not that kind of saturated fat, though.
Well, what kind of saturated fat? And is any kind of saturated fat good? And then as I'm reading the piece in the Trib, I see right in the lead paragraph here, Dr. Justin Levesay, a cardiologist at North Shore University Health System, knows that when a big study makes headlines, he's going to be busier than usual. He is quoted here as saying, "There's such a morass of conflicting information out there, it's enough to give you a headache." Yes, it is, and yes, he is going to be busier than usual because we're getting him on the line right now to talk about this.
I have a list of seven reasons to eat more saturated fats.
No, well, take it up with the doctor. Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
This is confusing, and we don't want to give people the wrong idea. First of all, this study, how important was this study, and what really did this tell us?
Well, I think it's an interesting study, and I completely agree with you that it's just it's kind of thrown mud in the water, and it makes it very confusing because we just all hear all this conflicting information for sure. I think the study is interesting. You know, it's a type of study called a meta-analysis where they take a bunch of studies that have already been done and lump them together and kind of comb through all the data to see, you know, if they can find an association between saturated fat intake and heart disease. And what they found was they didn't see an increased incidence of saturated fat causing heart disease. And they also didn't find that eating unsaturated fat or a Mediterranean diet actually reduced heart disease, which is kind of conflicting with a lot of information that we've had from the past.
Could you start off by explaining saturated fats? I mean, Bob is thinking it's like a Cinnabon. I'm thinking that it's, I don't know, like coconut oil or something?
Well,
I'm not
it would
sure.
be in fatty meats too, right?
Yeah, well, generally speaking, the easiest way to think about it is that saturated fats come from animals, meat mostly, and that unsaturated fats tend to come from plant material. Mm-hmm. And I think the one most important thing of this trial, which is in keeping with all the other trials that have been done, is that trans fat acids are just horrible for your heart. And there's just no question about that at this point.
I don't understand the business about the Mediterranean type diet. Everything I've ever heard or read about it is all good about this. Are we to think differently now because of this study, or are new questions being raised?
I don't think so. I don't think that we can use this single trial as a basis to completely throw out everything else that we've learned over the years, and that there's been really consistent data to show that a Mediterranean diet, you know, high in omega-6 and 3 fatty acids is actually very good for you, and that it reduces the incidence of heart disease. You know, and what I'm worried about is that people are going to read this and go overboard. I mean, I actually had a college buddy I received a voicemail from on Sunday who was gleefully eating a bacon cheeseburger into the phone, just kind of mocking me and telling me that doctors didn't know what they were talking about. So, you know, and I told him that, you know, ultimately he'll get half off of his stent placement and angioplasty if he keeps it up. So
and this study, though, it was out of Cambridge University, wasn't it?
It was, and it's a nicely done study, and there's definitely these big meta-analysis trials. There's a place for them, and they can give us information, you know. And the people that did it are very bright, and I think did a good job of it. You know, there have been some questions raised in the way in which they kind of conducted the statistical assumptions of the trial that have been criticized. But you know, you're going to see that with most trials. So I don't mean to completely debunk this trial. I think it's thought provoking and kind of hypothesis generating, but I don't think it gives you license to go crazy and eat Cinnabons and bacon lovers double cheeseburgers.
Well, talk about what the difference is, though, between these saturated fats. Because, for example, I have a list here like from a holistic site saying that certain saturated fats, particularly those found in butter, lard, coconut oil, and palm oil, function directly as signaling messengers that influence metabolism, including such critical jobs as the appropriate release of insulin. And I'm so confused because I don't even know what they're talking about. You're saying you're saying saturated fat from animal, but they're saying it's coconut oil, palm oil.
Yeah, a lot of coconut oil and palm oil, and some of those plants. Fats are actually treated afterwards, to give them certain physical properties that result in more appealing, spreadable kind of margarine or things that basically the food industry has come up with to make them easier to cook with and use. And a lot of those involve trans fats. And if you see anything, now we have to list the amount of trans fat in any food, but one of the big giveaways is if you see anything that says partially hydrogenated, it means it's a trans fat, and it's a way of treating oils and fats to make them, have different physical properties so we can cook with them and eat them, and they're just bad for you.
Reading about this in the Sunday Trib, and you're quoted as saying that we are constantly bombarded with this information. If you glom onto every headline, you do so at your own peril. I agree, except then the more I read about this study, where it says they reanalyzed 72 studies involving more than a 500,000 participants in 18 mm-hmm. countries, and I start to think, well, wait a minute, this is not some fly-by-night outfit that talked to 10 people and came out with some web report. This is a major study.
Absolutely, it is, and that's the great part about studies like this, is you get so many people involved that you can get a lot of answers from it. But also, you're taking a bunch of different trials that were conducted in different ways and trying to lump them together and pull something out of it. So, there are definitely pitfalls of these types of trials, and they can be misleading. And, really, the gold standard for a trial is a randomized trial where we take people from the outset and say, we're going to put you on a low-fat diet or a high-fat diet and wait for 5 or 10 years and see what happens. And that's something you can hang your hat on a lot more than a meta-analysis like this. But it's an interesting trial, and I agree with you that it's not something that you can just completely discount. And there was definitely, we all remember it, a time when there was a huge vilification of all fat in our diet. In the 70s and 80s, where suddenly everything became fat-free and low-fat, and, eating any fat was horrible for you, but eating a gigantic bowl of refined carbohydrates was perfectly okay. And we know that that's not the truth anymore as well.
What did you eat for lunch, Doc?
I had a small cup of chicken noodle soup.
And what are you going to have for dinner?
It's my daughter's birthday, so I think I'm having a big bowl of refined carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
And cake.
It was an interesting article in the Sunday Trib by Bonnie Miller Rubin. And a nice photo of you, by the way, at North Shore University Health Systems, doing your work there as a cardiologist.
Well, thanks. Thanks. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll check it out.
And I appreciate you taking the time to clear up a few questions about this study that everybody was talking about last week, because we wanted to hear that we could eat more saturated fats and it wouldn't affect us health-wise. But too good to be true, and I guess it was. So we're back to the basic everything in moderation and a well-balanced diet, right?
I think that's the smart move for sure.
Yeah, portion control, exercise, reasonable weight. All right, Dr. Justin Levesay. Appreciate it, Doc. Thanks.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Talk
Bye.
To you soon.